Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Greetings and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, I was privileged to preach on the third commandment: remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, several things came to my mind as I pondered this command of God. First, Christians don't actually worship on the Sabbath day. Saturday is really the Sabbath. So why do we worship on Sunday? The answer goes back to that first Easter morning. You see, Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday morning, the first day of God's new creation. Only a monumental event like Jesus' resurrection would cause the disciples to change the day of worship from Saturday to Sunday. Secondly, God wants us to gather together to worship Him. Now, not to do so is a rejection of what He wants us to do, and that's a dangerous thing. But why does God want us to gather for worship? Most of us think that worship is something we do. We sing hymns. We pray. We listen to the sermon. We give our offerings. For most people, worship is something that I do. Now, there is some truth to that, but the main reason we gather for worship is to receive the gifts of God, which He gives to us. In worship, God comes to us in His Word and through His sacraments to give us forgiveness of sins, comfort, strength to make it through the coming week, and guidance. And in response to these gifts which we have received, we then offer thanks and praise to God for all that He has done for us. Worship is primarily what God does for us. And this is why God wants us to gather together to worship Him, so that we can receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that He gives to us. Now, God's not trying to ruin our lives or rob us of fun by calling us to worship Him once a week. No, instead He's trying to give our lives fullness and purpose, and that can only come to us when we gather to worship Him. For God promises to give out His gifts through His Word and sacraments, and we get those only among the assembly of believers in church. We do not receive God's Word sleeping in bed, or walking the dog in the park, or going to the supermarket, or playing a round of golf, or washing our cars, or anywhere else. They are only found in church. I'm often told, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Yeah, I suppose theoretically that's correct. But that's like saying, I don't have to spend any time with my wife or kids to be a good husband or father. Hey, I'm kidding no one but myself. If I really love my wife and children, I want to spend time with them. And faith is the same. Faith does not say, how often do I have to go to church? Instead, faith says, try and keep me away from church. Because faith knows that church is precisely where God is for me, personally and concretely. If you haven't been to church for a while, let me encourage you to think about attending. God is waiting there for you with His gifts. Let us pray. Almighty and most gracious God our Father, we implore You to turn the hearts of all who have forsaken the faith once delivered to Your church, especially those who have wandered from it or are in doubt through the corruption of Your truth. Mercifully visit and restore them, that in gladness of heart they may take pleasure in Your word and be wise unto salvation through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.